Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my friends. Thank you for your patience. I know you've been waiting for me to share with you the topic of Al Capone. Why?
Hello, my friends.
He went to
thank
prison.
You for your patience.
Back.
I know you've been waiting
in early 1930s.
For me to share with you
that's close to 100 years
topic
ago. So I'll cover that because it's an interesting topic.
Why,
that
my friend,
back from time to time comes up. And also, what why he was So it's not just to say what happened comes up, but so as usual. After I'll be available to I'm very busy, and so I'm hard to reach. I charge $600 an hour for my time because it's a premium on my time. A lot of people want to talk to me, ask me questions, so I make myself available once a week, a year, for you for free, so I can answer your questions and the questions of others who, like you, have similar questions and free. So I do want to hear from you folks, and I want to reach out. As many of you and have as many of you be able to live a free life, have a live and let live, love and let love life that you guys have just had. Let's turn it down a little bit here, guys. It's a little bit too high right now. I think it's not high. So with that, folks, I'm going to do the long version of the recording first. And then, as usual, we'll do a short one because people like the short ones. And I'm probably going to do one really short one as well. Okay? So give me 1 minute, folks. I'll be right back real quickly with you guys. And I'll be joining you back just momentarily. Okay. All right, let's go ahead and get started. No. Bring me up first so people can see. Yeah. Okay, let me hold up my favorite book cover that sets us apart. Yeah, at Freedom Law School, you know, because we expose the federal mafia. And we offer solutions. That is defund the federal government. Defundfedgov.org is our new website. You guys want to check out it right now. Forwards to livefreenow.org. But eventually it's its own separate website with its own content as well. Okay. So with that, let's see. Let's get started. Yes. Hello, my friends. I am Peyman Mutahede, the president of Freedom Law School, which I created in 1996. In this presentation, I will share with you why the famous Chicago bootlegger gangster Al Capone went to prison on federal tax charges and what you can learn his mistakes, so you will not suffer his same fate, and you will be free and prosperous. So when I did online, folks, on this issue, I went and looked at several different articles about Al Capone. I found famousdashtrials.com, at this about off the phone in 1931. He had a, you know, but the prison. This is one account about him. Here he is, you know, in Rucha prison with his lawyer. Here's another article found at FBI.gov, history about Al Capone. You know, they tell you a lot about him, but they don't tell you about exactly what he was charged with. That was my biggest problem. Here I found ChicagoLogy.com. This guy was a Al Capone juror who wrote in 1936 for Chicago Tribune his experience with as an Al Capone juror, that he was found of counts 1, 5, 9, 13, and 18. Not guilty of all the other counts. So then I came across this Forbes article that Al Capone was convicted on this day in 1931 after boasting they can't collect legal taxes from illegal money. Well, obviously Al Capone was wrong on that. Here's a picture of Al Capone in court, you know, with his during his trial in Chicago. And the article says that on this day in 1931, Al Capone was found guilty of tax evasion. Okay, that's what Al Capone was charged with, tax evasion. Well, and it continues by saying the gangster who had reportedly boasted they can't collect legal taxes from illegal money was sentenced to 11 years in prison for failing to file tax return. Okay. Well, so I thought, okay, 11 years to prison. And it was tax evasion. But to get more specific, what was the tax evasion charge? Well, you know, apparently he had not filed. And so he had not filed. He was a non-filer, okay, but different non-filer than me or you. I'm going to show that big difference between him and his mistakes and how we're doing it right. So then I found online at archives.gov the actual jury finding Al Capone guilty of counts 1, 5, 9, 13, and 18. And there were counts 2 through 22. So over 20 counts, he was convicted of 5. So what happened to Al Capone, folks, is very simple. He was a violent man. He murdered, dismembered many people. And that's ignorance, folks. It is not just wrong to hurt people for your own selfish needs. That's not what we are here at Earth to do. We are here to learn to live and let live and love and let love. So, unfortunately, his misguidedness in his life also took him past prison as well, because he did not know about the law. He did not know that the federal government had no legal jurisdiction, no lawful power on Al Capone for federal taxes. Yes, see, here is the Internal Revenue Code, the whole thing, the federal tax laws. This thick book, you see, of tons of pages with tissue thin. Look at that. Tiny font. Okay? The one back then was not a whole lot different than this. So it was very confusing for a lot of people, including lawyers of Al Capone, to understand the federal tax law. So they defended them totally the wrong way. They did not know the federal government had no lawful power over Al Capone. I'll show you, because you see, if you go to our website at livefreenow.org, I show people how to stop voluntarily supporting the Washington, D.C. swamp. Now, Al Capone has one kind of a criminal swamp, but there's a different swamp now in Washington, D.C. Those criminals in Washington, D.C. are far more dangerous than Al Capone to you and your family, your liberty, your freedom, and your health and life, if they are. So you can stop supporting the criminals in Washington, D.C., because I have not paid even $1 of income tax for over 30 years now. Not $1 will file a regular tax return with them. See? So I'll show you how you can take the 7 steps to live free now of IRS deception, robbery, and slavery. Okay? Now, deception is where the IRS starts. That's the key starting point. Yep, deceiving. And Al Capone was also deceived. You see, he did not understand the law. Step one for you now, my friend, is to understand the law. Yes. You see, based on U.S. government's official legal websites, no law requires 99% of Americans to file and pay any income. See, that is something you can see for yourself, the proof in this short 10-minute video, and start your journey to live free now of IRS deception, robbery, and slavery. It's covered right here. Click on it. You will see it. But let me give you a little bit of, get to the key parts of that right now, and some interesting tidbits about this for you, comparing Al Capone with me and you. Okay? See, we can look up the law of us now at this uscode.house.gov. uscode.house.gov. You can do it just like me. Look up the law for yourself. See, I'll show you, you can do it just like me. All you got to do on your computer, type in 26 space USC space 7701 space house.gov and then hit enter. See, and it'll come up. The very first thing that comes up is from the United States House of Representatives website, the official version of the law, HAL 26, Internal Revenue Code. Yep. And there's a chapter here, 79, on definitions. What Al Capone did not know was this, that when used in this title, what title? Title 26. The Internal Revenue Code, the federal tax law, okay? When in then the Internal Revenue Code, okay, things have very specific meanings. Every person and so many other obvious things are given specific definitions. Here's the one for the United States, which when used in the geographical sense, which is what we care to know about, includes only the states and the District of Columbia. That's it. And the word state that's mentioned, well, that shall be construed to include also the District of Columbia. Well, you have District of Columbia plus the District of Columbia. You get the same. District of Columbia is what United States means in federal tax law. So this entire book right here, folks, primarily applies only to the District of Columbia, unless there's a specific chapter in here that has its own special definitions, and there are a few like that that do have their own special definitions. All of this applies only to the District of Columbia. And Al Capone was from Chicago, not District of Columbia. He assumed that United States means the 50 states. I used to assume that too. I know you did too, but that's not what the law says, as you see it right here before you. And so I've covered this stuff in my videos. This is my favorite video, folks, of all the videos I've done, besides the one at the front page you'll see. This is a really good short how this whole thing got to be. And there's a short version and a long version of this presentation. This, the short version, it's called, at the bottom, you see it, how income tax was imposed on Americans despite the Sixth Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. Here's the full version. Okay. What Alcamo did not know and what you see in front of you is this. I have the statutes at large. Okay. Here it is. Puerto Rico. And showed that the term state in the United States back in 1913 when income tax modern day started included only any territory of the United States, Alaska, District of Columbia, Puerto Rico, Philippines. See, it's right in front of you, folks. In this presentation, I go over that in more detail. He assumed the Philippine Islands by mistake that the United States meant the 50 states. That's not so. Okay, you see, the U.S. Constitution had limitations. Okay, like on direct taxes. The only constitution of any major country on earth which limits its taxing powers is the American U.S. Constitution, not the British, French, German, Japanese, Chinese constitutions. No constitution of a major country in the world has limitations on the government's taxing power, except of the United States. The direct tax has to be, you know, laid unless in proportion to census or enumeration. The direct taxes were very much limited, you know. And oh, what happened is that in this case of Down versus Bidwell, okay, in 1901 case, I covered this in this video, the Supreme Court by 5-4 decision said that the Constitution does not necessarily apply to the U.S. territories like Puerto Rico, like Alaska and Philippines. You see, so what they did when they came up with they want to impose income tax on American people to enslave us so that the Federal Reserve, which was privately created in 1913, and the federal government was borrowing money from the Fed at 6% interest, yes, the satanic six. They had to have a way to pay the interest, the banksters. So they imposed income tax, okay, as a way of collecting the interest that needed to be paid to the Federal Reserve banksters, the international banksters who owned the privately owned Federal Reserve. So because they could not do it correctly on American people in a union states, they just put like they have power over you. Wrote the law applying to the territories. United States term was used. You thought it was 50 states. They meant only the territories of the United States. Puerto Rico, Guam, right now, American Samoa, Virgin Islands, those are U.S. territories right now. Okay? That's how they started and got the deception going. And Al Capone did not know about that. He did not know that the federal government had no jurisdiction over him to pay any federal income taxes. Again, why? Because United States, when using this title, Title 26 is defined as including only the District of Columbia. And in the presentations that I got here, you'll see that the Supreme Court has clearly said we have to go by these definitions. In case of any doubt, it goes against the government's power to tax. So you'll see that in the videos. And so that's why you want to go to our website first, livefreenow.org. That is your first step. Now, it's a seven-step plan. Step one is law. Steps 2, 3, 4, and 5 are all psychological. Yes, they're to get your fear of the IRS away from you in a systematic way. They really are. Then step one says it all, but step 2 through 5 are to give you peace of mind that you need because we all were brainwashed and deceived. Okay? Step 2 is stop filing income tax forms because you literally put the rope around your neck like you see in this cartoon and hand it over to the IRS to hang you with. Step three, realize the IRS is mostly bluff. Yes, they are. They rely upon you filing 1040 income tax confession forms to hang you like this Wizard of Oz cartoon shows you. And folks, you can also take courage from Freedom Lawsuit's victories. Yes, I've been the IRS myself many times, and so have my students. And this cartoon really tells you what the IRS is. They are a myth. Reality is different. And step five, write the lawmakers about the law is to give you peace of mind that, you know, you write to them and file income taxes only if your congressman can show you the law that requires you to file and pay income tax. Yeah, ask questions, folks. Send the petitions to U.S. Congress to lawfully and safely free yourself from IRS deception, robbery, and slavery. Now, let me show you one of these petitions, okay? You see, when you go to this page, step five, cartoon says it all. You go through these petition pages, okay, and you'll see here is the actual petition, the end of the petition. In this petition, folks, I spell out the law, quote them on the government's official legal website, and attach them for proof, print it out. And at the end, here is what the petitions for you, the lawmakers, say, okay? He's saying, this letter is my self-determination of my income tax liability. I declare that I am a citizen of one of the 50 states and therefore not a citizen or resident of the United States defined in their Internal Revenue Code federal tax laws as D.C. District of Columbia, which makes me a non-resident alien with respect to Washington, D.C., because you do not reside in D.C., and you are alien to Washington, D.C., just like as if you were from Japan, Egypt, France, Florida, California, same thing. And as a non-resident alien of Washington, D.C., or with respect to Washington, D.C., you further declare that you have no federal income, which is income effectively connected to a trade or business, which is in the tax law defined as the performance of functions of federal public office within D.C. You're not a government worker. You're not a soldier, a bureaucrat, post office worker, none of those things, okay? Therefore, you declare that you are not liable to pay any federal income tax. Very simple, folks. You've been all open about it. There's no hiding it. I better not let the IRS catch me. You're writing to IRS's owner. IRS is the dog, okay? The owner of the dog is Congress of the United States, the lawmaker. We're going to the dog's owner, okay? Up front, okay? And you respectfully say that I appreciate your service to our country and for taking the time to fully read my letter. If by reading this letter with officially published Internal Revenue Code and Code of Federal Regulations sections of the laws and Supreme Court cases and U.S. Constitution code attached, you can show me that I have somehow misinterpreted these statutes, regulations, or U.S. Supreme Court decisions, and that I do owe income taxes, I will gladly pay all taxes due and will consider such payments to be our fair share. See, you will pay your fair share. You're not trying to cheat. You've been very upfront. What you ask them to do is ask that when their independent research verifies your discovery that the U.S. individual income tax does not apply to average Americans like you in the 50 states. You urge the congressman to educate other Congress members about this matter and see if they agree that this justifies conducting an investigation, expose the truth about this government renegade conspiracy, and put an end to impoverishing America. Yes, folks, they've been deceiving you and ripping you off. There's a government renegade conspiracy. They simp crooks and criminals, you know, in FBI, CIA, NSA, DOJ, IRS, all communists. I'll rule over you. Okay? You know what? They don't have the power that they pretend they do if you know about the law and your rights. Okay? So you ask the congressman that you look forward to their timely, specific, and on-point reply, which they cannot do. They've never, ever refuted us. Never. So, folks, these are the first five steps. Once you do that, and they cannot show you you're wrong because they cannot do that, therefore they don't, you're clearly proven right. All three congressmen, you're right. The House of Representative member, the two U.S. senators that are responsive to you. And you have a chance to vote them in or out of office. They have to respond to you. They should answer you if you're wrong. You send it letters by certified mail. And they can't show you. You're wrong. You're right. Because you know you are right. Now you're ready for step six. Okay? Step six is Restore Freedom Plan. Yep. So Restore Freedom Plan is where you can now lawfully stop filing for income tax. Okay? And Freedom Law School will keep the IRS from levying your money, take your money by force for 7 years. Or Freedom Law School would reimburse you up to $1 million for every year that you are a Freedom Law School member. Yeah. Folks, you can lawfully, folks, stop the income tax and get the $70 million guarantee on top of that. So, and then step seven, folks, is spread the word, folks. Tell others. Free America, let's defund the federal government, Washington, D.C., swamp criminals, folks, is your opportunity, folks, to get paid for each American you free with our Freedom Opportunity Plan. Where's our brochure, guys? Someone give me a brochure, please. Okay? So that's what you want to do. Restore Freedom Plan, folks, is right there. It's designed that every one of you can afford to join it. Every one of you. We invite you to apply for scholarship if we can lower the price for you, or maybe even zero, just go out there and help spread the world. Yes, if you're really poor, we'll work with you. Just go spread the world and join our Restore Freedom Plan. These brochures, folks, that you see we got at Freedom Law School, we will mail as many of these to you as you want, okay? And folks, get them out. Get them out to everybody you know, your friends, family members, co-workers, okay? Anybody you know, give them a chance to be free. Let them be a part of restoring freedom in America by not paying our enemies. We spend literally pennies against our thousands of dollars. And we can win because why? We have the truth on our side. And you know that. But even then, we still need some funding to spread the word. So your joining the Restore Freedom Plan is critical. Every one of you. Okay? That every one of you is guaranteed to save money on income taxes. I guarantee that to every one of you. Okay? And give you a chance to spread the word and get paid for doing that. You see? We can just boom, 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 defund the criminals and restore freedom. So don't worry about Al Capone. He made his mistakes. He was a fool. You're talking to some guy here who's been under criminal investigation by the IRS since 1994 as a potential fraudulent tax protest promoter. for, in 2003 for 13 years as potential abusive tax shelter promoter. IRS tried to assess me $600,000 income taxes for 13 years and had their own tax court and IRS appeals office zeroed out. Folks, I've done it. I've beaten them. I know these criminals. I know their game. I'm reaching my hands to you, my friend, every one of you. Please join hands with me. Join hands with other truth and freedom seekers like yourself. Let's restore freedom in America. Share our videos wide. Everybody you know on all these platforms out there. Okay? They closed our YouTube channel recently. So you put our videos on YouTube, Facebook, as well as Odyssey, Rumble, BitChute, other platforms. Let's take back America. With that, folks, I want you to know this. It was no accident that you came across this video. You were meant to live free. You were meant to take part in this joyous plan to restore freedom in America. So what are you waiting for? Go take the next step. Let's live free now. At our website, livefreenow.org, take the 7 steps to restore freedom in America and prosperity to your family as well. Okay. That was 28 minutes. I'm going to do a shorter version, folks, of this. Guys, we'll do a short version and maybe a super short one. I'm going to close some of the other stuff we don't need. Perhaps. Oh, we got some short scripts too that we can talk about. Let me see. Did you know we offer scholarships for our Restore Freedom Plan? Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, that's right. Talk about scholarships. I got to do that. Once you have, you can help yourself volunteer to find the swamp. We have 7 easy steps to stump the swamp. Oh, yeah, I like that. Good one. Mm-hmm. You live fear the IRS in your day-to-day. Wouldn't it be nice to have life? Ah, yes. Good ones. Yep. Some mini scripts to do also, folks. We're going to do. So, let's do some short ones on good old Senior Al Capone. Okay, see, if you see what I'm going to do, I'm cutting some of the stuff that we don't need out. Okay? And then go to the other stuff that really makes the difference. Okay. Yep. So I'm going to just jump to the stuff that really matters. Yeah, I think I don't need some of these other stuff that we have open. They're not necessary. Okay. Yep. We can close a lot of this stuff, looks like. Yep. Okay. So let's see. I'm going to bring our website up there. Now I'm going to take your questions after this. Remember, I'll be taking your questions very shortly also. By the way, our Restore Freedom Plan price increase is going to take effect October 1st. Scholarships are the same. But so go ahead and apply right now, folks, at the old rates. Okay? Right now, before October 1st, you must have your package received. Okay? Yeah. And let's see now. All right? We're almost ready to go. Do a short one, and then maybe another one that's super short. Let's make this stuff a little bit smaller, not so big. You don't have to make it so big. Here we go. That's a good size, probably. Yep. All right, and this one also. All right, and then we're there. That's pretty good. I think zoom this a little bit more, maybe one more time, maybe. Let's take a little bit back less. Here we go. Yeah, not too small nor not too big. All right. Okay. We just about ready to go. Ready to get started, guys. This is a summary one, maybe 3-4 minutes. We'll see 3 to 5 minutes. Yeah. Hello, my friends. I am Peyman Motahede, the president of Freedom Law School, which I created in 1996. In this short presentation, I will share with you why the famous Chicago gangster Al Capone went to prison for federal tax charges in 1931. Well, folks, Forbes had an article about Al Capone that he was convicted in 1931 after boasting they can't collect legal taxes from illegal money. And you see Al Capone right here with lawyers in a court in 1931, and that Al Capone was sentenced to 11 years in prison for failing to file tax returns. Well, guess what? Al Capone was an ignorant man. Yep, he was really ignorant. He did a lot of stuff wrong. He got convicted. This is a conviction sheet of the jury of counts 1, 5, 9, 13, and 18 for those 11 years of prison. Why was Al Capone ignorant? Because he did not know the law. Yes, here is the federal tax laws, Internal Revenue Code, the whole thing with all the gobbledygook, tissue thin paper, tiny font that you see. He and his lawyers did not know this book that has a very limited application. It only applies primarily to Washington, D.C., to the District of Columbia. Yes! You see, here it is. I'm going to show you the law right now, folks, okay, from the official website of the government, uscode.house.gov, Title 26, Internal Revenue Code, Chapter 39 on definitions. Yep. And it tells us in Section 7701 that when used in this title, Title 26, Internal Revenue Code, look at the definitions they got of specific things like United States, where the federal tax laws primarily apply. That United States, when used in a geographical sense, that is a sense that we all want to know what landmass it covers, right? It includes only the states and the District of Columbia. How about the term state? Well, the term state shall be construed to include also the District of Columbia. So you have the District of Columbia plus the District of Columbia again. Adds up to that, United States means only the VATs where the federal income tax laws apply to, folks. He didn't know that. Yes, folks, I didn't quite understand, notice a few years ago. Because laws were not available on the internet so easily for us to find. In a gobbledygook of books like this, like those behind me, it was very hard to go find laws to read, understand. Now, bam, bam, bam. Because laws are available on the internet, you can find the answers real quick and easy. Yes, income tax does not apply to you. Okay? What you want to do is to go to Freedom Law School's website at livefreenow.org. And you can stop voluntarily supporting the Washington, D.C. swamp. Criminals in the FBI, CIA, NSA, IRS, Department of Injustice lawyers, they're far more dangerous to you, liberty, your property, and your life than a common criminal or Al Capone. They're far more dangerous to you, okay? So why are you supporting them? You don't have to. And I'll show you that at livefreenow.org, you can take these 7 steps to live free now of our deception, robbery, and slavery. Okay, step one I'm going to tell you about is the most important. Start with this, that you need to understand the law. based on U.S. Army's official legal websites. No law requires 99% of Americans to file a bankruptcy tax. Yes, having a video here does that and starts your journey to freedom. So start with this video at livefreenow.org and share this with your friends, folks. Help them be free. The more detailed video is in the description of this video below. Watch that next after this video and start living free now. Now we're going to do maybe something short. Well, I like some of these ideas you guys got here. We're going to do some mini shorts, folks. Mini videos, okay? Let's see. Guys, we got to put some less space on these paragraphs that are kind of big between them. If you can put less space between these lines, you know? So if you can do that, it'd be great. If you can do that, there's way too much space between lines, unnecessarily. If you can work with that sometime later this week, we got to do that. But this paper is there on the front page. These pages are on my screen, you see that? There's a little too much space between all these. Well, let's see, about 100%. Yeah, he's still got space between them. Yeah, there's a lot of space between them. Yeah, if you can adjust that, a little bit less would be great. Okay, all right. Yeah, all right. Yeah. Okay. All right, let's see, almost ready to go. Okay, let's do that short one. All right, let's do it. Throughout the clock. Did you know that Freedom Law School offers scholarships so that every single one of you can join our Restore Freedom Plan to be able to lawfully and safely stop paying federal income taxes, stop supporting our enemies in the Washington, D.C. swamp, and instead put your money and your commitment to freedom? Well, go apply for a scholarship on our website, livefreedom.org. I'll lower the amount for every one of you to afford. Excuse me. I did it again. Sneeze. That was a bad timing for a sneeze, huh? Oh, I'm coming back, couldn't stop it. All right. We'll try again, folks. Thank you for your patience. All right, let's see now. I think I got one more sneeze. Maybe not. Let's try one more time. Let's try again. Did you know that you do not have to voluntarily support and pay the Washington, D.C. swamp to get more powerful to destroy you, your family, and America? Yes, the solution is that you join Freedom Law School's Restore Freedom Plan. And don't worry if you don't make a lot of money, because the plan is designed to be lower priced so that every one of you can afford to join. Yes, every single one of you, if you apply for a scholarship, will be able to get an affordable way to fit your budget to Restore Freedom Plan to guarantee you will not take even a dollar from you by force of your paycheck or bank account or any of your assets with our seven-year million-dollar guarantee. Go to livefreenow.org and apply today. Just over a minute. You think you can cut it 2 seconds short? Oh, okay. That'd be great if you can do that. Yeah, let's do another one because I'm concerned I just went just a little bit too much. Okay. Did you know that you do not have to financially support the Washington, D.C. swamp? You don't have to legally pay income taxes to the swamp. Folks, the solution is for every one of us, every one of you to join Freedom Law School's Restore Freedom Plan. Defund the federal government, and I'll guarantee us will not take any of your assets for 7 years by force of levy, bank account, paycheck, all protected with Freedom Law School's 7-year million-dollar guarantee. The scholarship is a way for you to get a support plan to join hands with other freedom lovers. Go to livefreenow.org, go to Restore Freedom Plan, apply for scholarship now. All right, let's go to another video. All right, let's do the second one. I like the second one. I'm going to do a couple different versions of that, okay? Well, let me get the book up too. Just a little cover of this would be good, you know. That'd be a good start. Yeah. You want to know how you can stop criminal Washington D.C. swamp? I will show you how to do that legally and safely. Yes, go to livefreenow.org or defundfedgov.org and take the 7 steps to free yourself of our deception, robbery, and slavery, and let's defund the criminal gang in Washington, D.C. Go to livefreenow.org or defundfedgov.org and free yourself of the IRS and let's restore freedom in America. Now, you had your hand up. I thought I was almost out of time. That's okay. Let's do a second time also. So one more time and another one because I'm going to say a little bit different wording of this one. Hey, do you want to know how you can stop voluntarily funding the Washington, D.C. swamp? Well, Freedom Law School has 7 easy steps for you to stop funding the criminal gang in Washington, D.C. Go to livefreenow.org or defundfedgov.org and take the 7 steps to free yourself of IRS deception, robbery, and slavery, and restore freedom by joining our Restore Freedom Plan. Okay? Let's see, you have a third one. All right. Well, so I think that will do for now. Let me go over some other ones maybe for a different week. We got some good suggestions. A third suggestion is a good one, too. We can do that maybe next week with some modifications. All right, let's go to your questions, folks. Let's put that call-in number on the screen. Yes? Yeah, let's do a very short one. Yeah. Yep. Hey, folks, you know Al Capone, Chicago mobster that went to prison for taxes? Guess what? Even though he was a criminal for taxes, he did not have to go to prison. He was a fool, folks. He did not know about the law and his rights. He did not understand that the federal income tax laws primarily apply only to citizens and residents of Washington, D.C. and federal workers. You are not one of them. You don't owe the income tax, folks. Go to our website, livefreenow.org, or defundfedgov.org and take the easy 7 steps to free yourself of virus deception, robbery, and slavery, and stop funding and draining Washington, D.C. swamp now. How about if you go to questions? Now, anybody with questions? Nobody with questions at all? You want to put the number on the screen one more time? We can see just in case they do. Folks, this is your chance. You could ask me about this or any other topic that you might be interested. I'd be happy to answer your questions. Do live free. Coming from Florida, the great freedom state of Florida, live Freedom Law School. The number is on your screen, 657-383-1755. Push 1 on your telephone keypad, and that will let us know you have a question, and your questions will get answered in turn. Anybody with questions at this time? Okay. Very good, folks. Thank you for taking your time. Educate yourself. Thank you for your love of truth and freedom. Now it's your turn. Share our videos on our website, livefreenow.org, and defundfedgov.org with others who are waiting for you. Expose them to truth and freedom. Okay.